Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Saved from the consequences of folly. I am so grateful for the blessings of a godly mother and a godly wife. I can relate to Abraham Lincoln, who said, "All I am or can be, I owe to my angel mother." I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life. Mothers, both the natural, physical, and adoptive mothers, can save the rest of us from a world of hurt. We see this in a story in the Bible of a mother that saved innumerable people from the consequences of folly. This is an amazing story in 1 Samuel chapter 25, so please take some time to read it for yourself. King Saul and David have finally separated from each other, with Saul returning home to Gibeah and David returning to his stronghold at En-Gedi. Eventually, David moved west from En-Gedi to the desert of Moan, where the town of Carmel was nearby. A prominent citizen of Carmel was a man named Nabal. He is described as very wealthy, owning 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep. But he apparently gained his wealth through less than honorable means, because he is described as surly and mean in his dealings. We find out later in the story that he's also hard-hearted and hard-headed, not listening to any counsel others may offer him. That fits him because his name means fool. I find it hard to believe that his parents named him this from birth. If they did, it reminds me of the opening words of C.S. Lewis's book, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. There was a boy named Clarence Eustace Scrub, and he almost deserved it. Instead, I think Nabal's dealings were so mean, surly, and foolish that the name stuck. Perhaps he even wore that name as a badge of honor. It came sheep shearing time, which is really payday for shepherds, so David sends some of his servants to Nabal to ask for whatever he might find to give as a gift to your servants and your son David. David's men had been a constant source of protection for Nabal's herdsmen, so a gift of gratitude does seem appropriate. Nabal doesn't just say no, but he insults David. As his foolish nature controlled him, he not only insulted David, but he insulted God too, by implying that David wasn't anointed by God, but was merely ruthlessly climbing a ladder of success. Probably Nabal thought this way because that's how he himself gained his fortune. Nabal's response lit David's fuse. In fact, David's response to his men was just four words long: "Put on your swords." Fortunately, one of Nabal's servants informed his wife Abigail of this. In the same verse where Nabal is described as mean and surly, Abigail is described as intelligent and beautiful. Whereas Nabal's name means fool, Abigail's name means my father's joy. She must have been born at just the right time for her father, and she continues to be a just-in-time woman. This servant brought Abigail word of Nabal's foolish response, telling her that David's men were indeed a wall around us while we were in the desert. And then he says, "Think carefully about what you should do, because disaster is hanging over us." Abigail acts quickly, wisely, and humbly. The first thing she does is send hundreds of pounds of food to David and his men. She sends the gift that Nabal probably should have sent. Then Abigail herself follows the gifts on her own donkey. When she encounters David and his armed men coming down the mountain pass, she humbly falls at his feet, asking David to reconsider. Abigail doesn't tell David he shouldn't be angry, but she points him to something bigger and more long-lasting than his immediate thought of revenge. She reminds him that he is God's anointed leader, and she asks, "When you become king, do you want this bloodshed on your conscience?" Abigail's words have an immediate effect on David, who calls off the attack, praises Abigail, and praises God for sending Abigail to him. Abigail rescued Nabal's family and workers from imminent destruction, and she saves David from the consequences of his rash response. The next morning, when she relates this story to Nabal, he has either a stroke or a heart attack and then dies 10 days later. Justice is served, but it's served by God and not by David. Later on, David takes the now widowed Abigail as his wife. Abigail's name scarcely appears anywhere else in the Bible, but there is one notable appearance. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon, the son of Ahinoam of Jezreel. His second, Kileab, the son of Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. The third, Absalom, the son of Maachah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephthiah, the son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream, the son of David's wife Eglah. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. Amnon, first in line for the throne, raped his half-sister Tamar, and was then killed by Absalom, who was Tamar's brother. Absalom, third in line for the throne, not only avenged his sister's disgrace, but led a coup against David, where he was killed in battle. That leaves Kileab as the obvious heir to King David's throne. Yet this is the only place he is mentioned in the Bible. I think Abigail's wise influence saved Kileab from the drama of aspiring to be king, a painful future, and perhaps a premature death. From this amazing story, I would like to offer three takeaways for moms. 1. Use your inner beauty to persuade foolhardy men. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. 2. Use your Holy Spirit-given wisdom to dissuade foolishness. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. And 3. Use your prayer life to bring a legacy of peace. Psalm chapter 116, verse 16. Godly mothers, please be encouraged today at how much influence you exert over others in your life. Your inner beauty, God-given wisdom, humility, and prayers are making more of an impact than you may ever know. I believe in heaven, the full story will be shared, and you will be praised for being a wise and faithful servant. May God continue to bless, empower, and use our moms to save us from the consequences of our foolishness.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.